had my whole day lined up with football stories, with interviews, with a lot of stuff to get into, and I'm just throwing a wrench because you've got this Sycamore story that's absolutely bizarre. You got Cam Newton getting released, not just losing his job, but not just losing the starting quarterback job to Mac Jones, which is the right decision, by the way. Denver, you could learn a few things about that. He was released. So then my brain starts to go to, was he, something else go on? Because, I mean, at the very worst case, you have a decent backup quarterback in Cam Newton. So why just release him? It's not like they were paying him $20 million a year. So is there more to that story? Our Power to Play Sports poll question is available. Should the Broncos go sign Cam Newton? I mean, is Cam Newton an upgrade over what you have right now in Teddy and Drew? Because I think the one thing Broncos country can kind of agree on is whether you're in Team Drew or Team Teddy, it's that, I mean, that's the team we chose, but it's not like the A-plus team. It's not the A team. We're at the average quarterback situation. And is that what Cam Newton is? Should the Broncos sign Cam Newton? That's the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. I say no. 60% of the hooligans agree. At this stage, it doesn't make sense, which is, again, why it's kind of the shocker for me. Not that Cam lost the job, because believe it or not, Colfax, I don't know if you've heard this before, but I've always said, rookie, young guy versus veteran, if it's 50-50, you go with rookie, young guy over veteran. But Vic didn't get that memo. For the rest of the season, until Drew Lock is the starter, yes, we will be analyzing the Teddy Bridgewater situation. Would Cam Newton be an upgrade over Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock? You know, conventional wisdom tells me probably so. But it's so late into the season, or to the off season. But then again, you do have you have 2 weeks. But then what has this whole thing been about, right? If you bring Cam in, and he's not going to start, right? He would come in to be a backup, and they just released Brett. So it doesn't seem realistic, but it's worth throwing the question out there. So that's the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Should the Broncos sign Cam Newton? All right, hooligans, I'm going to need your help on this. Bear with me here. This story is absolutely bizarre. The Bishop Sycamore football fiasco, as we're titling. That's actually the big story of the day. Yeah, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. I don't know how to describe this. Basically what happened here. It's a fake team that faked their way onto ESPN. They go up against a legitimate team, IMG Academy, who is basically like a tree for Division I schools, even NFL teams to take a look at, of just constant studs. Just that they're churning out NFL guys, like nonstop, IMG Academy. So they're regular on ESPN. Somehow, Bishop Sycamore got them convinced to play a game, which, again, they played on a Friday, too, and then they turned around and played on Sunday. They have a legitimate schedule. I'm looking at it right now. Apparently, this is not a school. This is not a school. But the founder is still saying that it's a school. So I just read a story from a former player, allegedly. I mean, he goes on to say, yeah, they recruited me. I had to move across, out of my city, but it was a great opportunity. They told us we were going to be on Netflix. They were making a big special about us and that, we were going to be the big thing and ESPN was going to have us all over the place. And I mean, this is this kid's account. And a lot of expletives in this article. But he's saying, no, we didn't go to school. We stayed at a hotel for like 3 months. And I had to lie to my mom. They told me to lie to my mom and basically say, yeah, we're going to school. We're starting next week. And then finally, October, late October, had season's getting close to being over, I guess. They load him up and took him to the library. As if, you can't say you didn't go to school. You were in the library reading, so you can't say you didn't. School. My little brain can't wrap around how you fake this. So the founder's coming out saying, no, we're a legitimate school. Did we do things wrong? But there's no record of it. Can somebody get up in a car and drive and say, point me to the building where you guys go to school? And then we'll verify it. But it's a brand new story, Colb, so maybe that's going to happen today. There's no record in the Ohio Department of Education. It's in Columbus, by the way, and I've been to Columbus, and I didn't see it. Then again, I only covered like 2 blocks of the city. The Ohio Department of Education has no record of a charter school by that name. It is a charter school. That's what they're saying they are, right? Because private school, you can kind of recruit. That's how they're able to say that. What is happening? Well, so the game's on ESPN. And the other question is, you know how mad I would be if Clark Johnson, the voice of Preps Radio, and Tanner Schwinn, our Preps Radio director, said, hey, we got a game this week. It's Platte Valley versus the Rockington Worcesters Charter School southeast of Colorado. You've heard of them. I haven't before. Is that a real school? That's who they're playing? Well, that's who Platte Valley has on their schedule. Okay, and then we come to find out that it's not even a real school. It's just like a bunch of 20-year-olds playing football. We would look bad. So maybe ESPN looks worse than this fake school? So they're broadcasting the game, and it's a blowout. It's like, you know, IMG Academy's working them. It's like 56-0. This was supposed to be a game. This Sycamore school said, hey, we have D1 players. We have studs. You're going to want this game on ESPN. Well, they're broadcasting it. Here's the broadcasters on air talking.
Bishop Sycamore told us they had a number of Division I prospects on their roster. To be frank, a lot of that we could not verify. And they did not show up in our database. They did not show up in the databases of other recruiting services. So it's okay. If that's what you're telling us, fine. That's how we take it in. From what we've seen so far, this is not a fair fight. And there's got to be a point now, Luke, where you do worry about health and safety.
I already am worried about it. I think it's this could potentially be dangerous, given the circumstances and the mismatch that we have here. And quite honestly, Bishop Sycamore doesn't have not only the frontline players, but they don't have the depth in case something were to happen to their roster with maybe a kid or two here throughout the remaining 2.5 quarters of this football game.
So is that what you went on? So what I'm told too is like ESPN has a secondary marketing firm or whatever that goes out and gets these games, and they're supposed to vet it and make sure it would be a good game, and B, might be a real game. they're talking about danger for who? The IMG kids? Because they were working this danger for the 20-year-olds that were on this team. There's a record again. What records they can find? There's a 5th-year senior at a fake school. Then there's a 6th-year senior at this school. So there's kids that are like, you know, in their 20s, playing high school. The founder, Andre Peterson, parted ways with Roy Johnson, the head coach, today. That was it. That was the problem. He faked us all. I thought I was founding a real school, but it's this coach. It's a mirage. Had me going for what is going on? Like, I've read 3 or 4 different stories just this morning. I'm talking to Ellison Hubbard last night, and I'm like, because he's from a different area, right? You know, Atlanta. Like, there's different school, bigger, like big school, big time football there. Could something slip through the cracks like that? Like, here, can you imagine a school just up and says, like, you and me, Colfax, are like, let's get a bunch of players to play for us. Let's call it the Colfax Academy. Here it is. We got a bunch of D1 studs. Let's take them to the line. How does that go under the radar? Like, what? Am I missing something here? It's pretty much a fake school. There's no record of it. But the founder is still saying, no, we're a real school. But then, like, in his conference, he said we started 4 years ago, and then he says 2019. Maybe you needed to go to school instead of just worrying about football. You go to their website, and it's basically just a recruiting site. They're basically just wanting to be football, but they say they're going to school. This is nuts. Absolutely nuts. Am I getting the gist of this thing, folks? Help me out. If you guys catch something that I don't, because I have, there's like, things are coming out by the second on this deal. McClain, Nuggets fans, ESPN would put a fake high school team on national television before the MVP having Denver Nuggets. That is a top text on a top text Tuesday. I completely forgot about that, but it is top text Tuesday. We're working on our gift still, but McClain, that's the front runner. He also says, did you watch Cam last year? He looked terrible. He can't throw, and that's pretty important, a pretty important attribute for your QB. True. You're not wrong there. Eastside Chris, Brady, heard about this story. Wondering what happens if one of the players is seriously injured. Think they each have insurance? I have no idea. Like, you're thinking on, like, logical stuff. I'm still hung up on the fact that it's a fake school, and they drove to the library for at the end of, like, October and said, hey, go to school, kids. Like, these kids were manipulated, and they had a video, a promo video, and it showed, hey, Netflix is coming to see us, and they're going to film us, and we're going to be like Friday Night Lights and all this stuff. And these kids bought into it, and you can't really blame these kids. These kids are looking for these opportunities, and they're like, here we go, and what the hell? This is nuts. This is wacky. Just absolutely wacky. Is this the weirdest sports story? I'm not saying it's the worst because there's been murders and all that stuff with sports, but is this the weirdest one? Like, it's 2021. You can't, like, blink anymore without someone tweeting it. They got to hand it to them here. They just got found out today. Shouldn't have got on ESPN. Like, what happens if you did make it really big? You're not going to. The coach, I believe, is, like, got a warrant out for his arrest. This is fraud, Colbs. This is illegal. This isn't just, oh, you know, oops, my bad. We probably shouldn't have faked that we were school and stuff, but, you know, my bad. That's fraud, among other things. Brady, the Broncos have been pretending to be a football team for about 5 years now. There it is. McClain says that sounds like Uncle Rico went out and recruited some kids to play for some phony academic place. Come on, ESPN. Yeah, what the hell? Who do you blame more? The fake school that's clearly just... Who is Andre Peterson? I bet that guy's a great interview. So is there a school? Well, yes and no. That's complicated. Do the kids go to school? What do you think? I don't think so. Well, they do. Where? It's on the internet. We've been at school for 7 years. I mean, two. Oh, where'd you get seven? What do you mean? I said two. But you first said seven. Doesn't matter. We fired our coach today. Oh, that's good. What were we talking about? And then they asked him again, so you fired the coach? No, I've known him forever. It was a mutual. Because you lost 56-0? Is that why? Because of the loss? You played two games in three nights. That right there. Like, if Eaton, Platte Valley, Greeley West, respectable schools did that, we'd be blowing them up today. That alone is an issue. Oh, by the way, it's a fake school. And the kids are like in their 20s. Some of them are in their 20s. And we stayed at a hotel. But we did go to the library. Hey, man, fall time is for football. Education can take a backseat till October. Like, one of the kids seriously said, they made us go to the library. And it's like October 31st. And I'm like, we're already used to not going to school. What's the point now? Just think about it. October 31st, you got like 2 weeks until Thanksgiving break, and then you have another 2 weeks and it's Christmas break. So you're going to get 4 weeks of good library time. What the hell? And who goes to the library? I mean, you could just get on your phone. It's for appearances. I mean, come on. What is happening here? I don't think this is real life. Seriously, you think you're not going to get caught in this day and age? Kids, just tell your parents that we're going next week. Okay, but what about next week? Just keep going. Just keep telling them we got a big one coming up. The thing of it is, Colbs, I've got their schedule in front of me. They're supposed to play Friday night against Johnson Central, Paintsville, Kentucky. Duncanville, Texas. St. Edward, Lakewood. St. Thomas, Liberty. St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. Life Christian Academy in Chester, Vermont. They have a full schedule. There's a player that put a fake ID out, too, to prove that he was younger. Did you ever see the movie Benchwarmers with Rob Schneider? The guy comes out. He's clearly got a beard. He's jacked. He's like in his 30s or 40s. They're like, do you have an ID? Because it's a youth football or baseball program. And the guy just pulls out a stick drawing of himself and goes, I'm 12. Works for me. That's what ESPN did. You guys are real school? Sorry, guys. I got to do this for everyone. Don't hate me. I have to ask this question. Before we put you on ESPN, are you a real school? Yeah. Good enough for me. You really got D1 players? Yeah. Even better. A lot of coaches are going to say they got stud players. I take your word for it, my man. They look good. They look like they're all in their 30s. That's because they are. Oh, I mean, they're not. They're not in their 30s. 22 minutes after the hour. Ugh. That's weird. That's a really weird story. So I would like your thoughts on this. This is the strangest sports story ever. I mean, it's not the worst sports story, like I said. There's plenty of bad things going on in the sports world, but this is definitely bizarre for me. They had a GoFundMe account, too, for Bishop Sycamore. It raised $140. There's a Texas Football Life tweeted this out. This is the listed address of Bishop Sycamore. The school Duncanville is playing on September 10th. It appears to be a duplex. The other address listed on their Max Preps account lists the Franklin University Library Building as an address. Who did this? Like, who is this guy? Is this Weird Al Yankovic? Like, is this seriously just... Is this Andy Kaufman? It's got to be Andy Kaufman. This is an Andy Kaufman thing. I got a wild joke. 23 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Cam Newton, let's talk about that. That was bizarre, but Cam Newton... That was a strange story, too, but nothing like this. Should the Broncos sign him up? Bring him in. We say goodbye to Brett Rippon today, which is a very sad day. But do you bring Cam Newton in? And what would that even look like? You'd have to carry three. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Catch the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, it checks out. Max Preps has them there. Bishop Sycamore Tree. I clicked the address, and it on the map thing, it takes you to a picture of the Franklin University Library, which only has 3.3 stars out of 7. So, I mean, I is that good?
Why are there 7 stars?
I don't know! It has 7 stars here, and 3.5 of them are shaded out. They open until 8 o'clock. So, plenty of time for the student athletes to get over there and learn. Yeah, they're right by the Heavenly Kids Learning Center. I've been to Columbus before. I'm trying to see if there were any of the places my wife and I went. Doesn't look like it, because we definitely didn't go to the library. McLean's, come on, stop it. Everyone knows Bishop Sycamore Academy. They've won the last 17 Ohio State championships. They've had the same quarterback for 6 years, you know, the guy with the beard and the criminal record. Esai Chris says, well, at least the team bonds at the library, enhancing their knowledge. That's true. It's not like they're not going to the library. That's what kind of was the saving grace. It's like, oh, you're going to the library. Well, then that's just as good as learning. What was it? Help me out. Who was the player years ago? It was an Ohio State player. I can't think of his name. Cardell? Who said, I don't go to school. I go to school to football. Not to learn or something like that. It was I don't remember. It was a great Cardale Jones. What the hell was that quote? It was a perfect quote. 30 minutes after the hour, we do need to take a break. We are going to bring on, we're talking one of the big fellas today. Kyle Urgenbryt, offensive lineman for the UNC Bears. It's game week. We're loading up. We're getting players on. We're getting coaches on. We're building it up. Friday night, UNC, CU, 7 o'clock. It's going to be here on 103.1, 1310, 1310kfka.com. All of your streaming sources, tune in. Blow this thing up. It's Eddie freaking McCaffrey and company going up against the Pac-12 head coach of the year, Carl Durrell. I mean, come on. Doesn't get much better than that. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
You're listening to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me on our First Advantage Hotline, excited to get this guest on the program, offensive lineman for the University of Northern Colorado, Kyle Urgenbryt. They go up against the Colorado Buffs on Friday night. The season is finally here. Kyle, my friend, fantastic to get you on the program. I've been looking forward to this one for a while.
Yeah, this is fun. Thanks for having me on.
You did great at Media Day a couple of weeks ago. It was really cool because we haven't got to see a whole heck of a lot of that. But I think getting the players out there talking, I really was moved by what you said. Hey, it's on us as the line. If Dylan gets sacked, if this happens, it's this. Blame us. We can take it. Man, I admire that attitude.
Yeah, I mean, I think that most offensive linemen that play, especially at this level, and really high school's not that much different. That's kind of what we're going to get blamed either way, so we might as well be the tough guys that can handle it and let those guys play pressure free. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like I said, I loved it, and you know, just getting a chance to hear from you guys there. There's a lot of new faces on this football team, and you know, it's been 2 years since you guys played, and in that process, you hired a new coach, you bring in a new offensive coordinator with Max McCaffrey, you got Dylan McCaffrey. It's a lot of McCaffreys there. I mean, my goodness,
there are a lot of McCaffreys. Yeah.
Do you ever like have a hard time? Like, which one is this? And especially if Christian shows up on a random whim. I mean, is it hard to keep track?
Well, it's funny. For a while we were calling both Coach McCaffrey and Coach McCaffrey. We were calling them both Coach McCaffrey, and that got confusing. So now we refer to Max as Coach Max, and the boss man is still Coach McCaffrey. Though no one quite has the the nerve to call him Coach Ed or anything like that.
Yeah, so. I get it, man. Well, this has got to be interesting time for you because you've been here. You've been with this Bears program since 2017. And so you've seen, I mean, my goodness, how many faces? There's like 60-plus guys, new faces on this roster. I mean, what has that been like for you? Okay, you're in the Ernest Collins Jr. era, and, you know, a lot of injuries happen, a lot of bad stuff. I loved that coach. I loved him as a guy. He was a great guy. But then the transition happens, and, I mean, you're seeing it. It's blowing up. People know Ed McCaffrey. They followed him for years as a Denver Bronco. What's that been like for you personally?
Well, that was the thing, too. I mean, like right after Coach Collins was let go, it was kind of for most of the guys still on the team, we all faced the question, you know, do we want to hang around Greeley or do we want to try to go transfer and play somewhere else? I mean, most of the team, especially the guys that had played, thought, you know, we could go to another FCS school. A lot of guys did transfer and went to Division II schools, or some of them even transferred up. Like, we have a cornerback at CSU now, but you know, The Ed McCaffrey hire was so big because it made me pause. It made all those guys that were thinking about hanging around or thinking about leaving, it's like, whoa, you're hiring somebody like that. You're investing in our program. We just hadn't seen that from the university, and we hadn't seen that from the community. And so all of a sudden it blew up. It was nuts.
And what was the conversation like with Coach McCaffrey, with the staff? I mean, and it ultimately led to your decision to say, hey, I'm going to stay here.
Well, I think for me, it was really cool to see him in his first meeting with us. He said, you know, some guys immediately, like Colorado guys, they loved it. We had guys from Valor on the team that were kind of rolling their eyes like, oh, great, he's still my coach. But he really, in the first meeting, he said, he's looking around the room and he says, there's a lot of guys in this room that don't trust me. And that's good because, you know, we were all kind of skeptical. You know, we had a coach that obviously knew how to win, but at the same time, you know, he still had to prove to us that he was worthy of our respect and worthy of our admiration. I mean, Super Bowls are awesome, but the day-to-day with us is 1,000 times more important. And him realizing that and accepting that was what eventually kept me around. So.
Yeah, and I love that you say that, too, because, you know, we talk about it in the media. The fans talk about it. At the end of the day, Coach McCaffrey, his resume is, okay, pretty damn good wide receiver for the Broncos, won Super Bowls, coached for Valor Christian at the high school level, very high school level for a couple of seasons, but that's it as far as the college resume goes. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because that I always wondered if that was a thought that entered your guys' brains when you're making that decision to stay or go or what have you.
Yeah, no, and it wasn't. I mean, the high school thing, I mean, you see a lot of high school coaches succeed at the Division I level, anywhere. If a coach knows how to win, he's going to win. But the thing that, it's just that energy that he wanted to be here. Because a big thing for me in the recruiting process was, you know, coming to play for Ernest Collins, and my family loved him. I got to pick who I played for. And so that same situation arising again, December of 2019, early January 2020, that was a big thing, is I wanted to have autonomy in who I played for. And having him come in with that energy that he wanted to be there, it wasn't just a step on the road for him to the next gig, that was inspiring.
We're talking to Kyle Ehrenbreit, offensive lineman for the University of Northern Colorado. Big one coming up on Friday night. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you said it, the community buying in, everybody's buying it, everybody's excited because that name does pack a punch. So take me through that process, Kyle. He's announced. I was in attendance, I think, at the UC Center or whatever it's called now. It's a big auditorium, 200-plus, 300-plus. There's fans there. There's media members there that have never covered this team. And, I mean, you're right. The buzz was absolutely there. And then COVID comes. So it's like you get this giant lead up to, man, it's going to be exciting to – Well, we don't know when you're going to play football next.
Yeah, I mean, and there was some real hesitation on our part. Just, I mean, we had to come work out every day, assuming that we weren't going to have a season that season. We were going to have a spring season. Okay, the spring season's canceled. I mean, we were cautious about this fall. Like, what's going to happen with the Delta variant, things like that? Are they going to shut us down again? It doesn't look like that's on the horizon for anybody, considering it's in game week now. They better not.
Yeah, right.
But just the ability of the guys on our team to show up every day when not knowing if any of us were going to get that year of eligibility back and be able to play this fall. So, I mean, that was – guys showed up. They worked hard for 2 years without the promise of football. And I think that's what's finally got us here. And that was – it was hard, but it was worth it.
And then you hear the process too in the spring, because some teams at the FCS level said, "All right, we're gonna play in the spring." And ultimately, UNC, which I agreed, I thought this was a good thing, and I don't know if you agree or not, but ultimately say, "Hey, no, let's just recharge, let's take the time to get better, and just plan on the fall." Because I got to tell you, I'm looking at teams like South Dakota State. It was only 4 months ago, 5 months ago, when they played their last football game. So that's kind of interesting. So that hits. Were you more or less like, "All right, let's do it then. Let's just reload, recharge, and get set for the fall."
Yeah, and it, like, however you look at it, us not playing last fall or last spring, I mean, it's either a loss or an opportunity. So it was an opportunity for us to kind of come into our own as an offense, have extra time to figure out what our identity is going to be, what we're going to be all about. But at the same time, like, that shortened spring season, like, yeah, I wanted to play football. You ask any player on our team, we wanted to play. But if it comes down to it, in hindsight, it really was. I mean, if someone gets hurt in the spring, suddenly you lose them for the fall too. And the NCAA was pretty unclear about eligibility stuff. If someone was to get hurt and then miss the fall because they played in the spring, what that would cost them in the long run. So that's what the staff was thinking about. That's what the university was thinking about. Why take any unnecessary risk when the fall is really going to be, you know, the prize?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic point, man. No question about it, especially with the uncertainty of all the rules up in the air. College sports has been crazy as far as the transfer portal, the name, image, and likeness stuff, the potential of conferences and all that. I mean, it's an interesting world, no question about it. Kyle, moving forward, though, we're finally at game week. Like you said, we better get there. Friday night, first off, Friday night football. against the Colorado Buffaloes, man. It doesn't get much better than that. You're looking at Coach McCaffrey, who was under Carl Durrell as a Bronco when Coach was the wide receivers coach there. I mean, this is... You can't make this stuff up. This is the first game that Coach McCaffrey coaches is against one of his old guys and against the Colorado Buffaloes, top team in the state. This is a big thing.
Yes, sir, it is. We're excited. You know, CU's got a really good defense. I can't speak to their offense. I haven't watched them. But as far as their defense goes, they're talented at a lot of different positions. They're deep, and they do a lot of confusing things just looking over their last film. But man, we're really excited. The storylines and all that, well, I'll leave that to you guys. That's kind of we haven't really thought about it or talked about it. We're just ready to finally hit somebody, not a UNC Bear.
What's that conversation like? Knowing, okay, this is a Pac-12 team. This is, you know, they were good. They went to the Alamo Bowl last year. They only played 5 games, but in the regular season, but 4-1. Their coach was named the Pac-12 Head Coach of the Year. Do you look at this? I mean, I'm guessing it's an obvious answer, but hey, this is the big challenge here, man. If we can go out there, compete, and do something crazy, my goodness, we could turn the world upside down.
Yeah, I'm of the philosophy that if you go to practice every day thinking that you're not going to win the game on Saturday or Friday in this case, then I don't get the point of playing. Like I'm showing up every day. I know the offensive line is showing up every day thinking, what can we do? What little thing can we do today to make us better and give us a better chance to win this game on Friday? And that's, you know, I've talked to people around the community. They keep saying, oh, they're this, oh, they're that. They're talented, but in the end, all these guys on my team from Colorado, I mean, they played these guys in high school. They've been playing them for years. Most of the guys on my team were not recruited by CU or CSU, and there's just a chip on their shoulder about that. And a lot of them should have been, seeing how they developed as men and seeing how they've grown up athletically. And I just think it's an opportunity for us to play pressure-free football and have a good time.
Yeah, and I love that aspect of it too, because I mean, if you look at it, Kyle, I mean, the pressure is on the Buffs because of the Pac-12 situation and the expectations that they brought in from last year going to the Alamo Bowl. So I like that aspect where you guys can go in. What's that going to be like, though? My goodness, seeing fans in the stands and you getting down there in Boulder and a beautiful field, a beautiful setting. I'm going to be in attendance as a fan, so I'm going to be screaming for you, man. So just turn around at some point. I'll try not to do it while you're playing.
No, that's all good. I'm sure it'll be loud enough without you for them. But
That's true.
I played there in 2017 as a freshman. I was 260 pounds starting at right tackle, and that was – I can't imagine it's going to be as miserable as that game was, considering I'm about 40 pounds heavier now. But the atmosphere of that game was just electric, and there wasn't near the storyline that this game has, like you said before. Like, the atmosphere then was – I mean, we were down by a touchdown going into half, thinking, man, we're about to pull this off. We made a couple really costly mistakes. We had a lot of young guys playing that shouldn't have been playing thanks to injury that happened in fall camp. But this year, man, we're healthy. We got a lot of talent all over the offense and defense, a lot of FBS guys that aren't going to be – they're not going to be shocked by Folsom Field because they've played – I mean, we got – two guys on offense that played at Michigan. Like, I don't think Folsom's going to seem like just this massive deal to them. But as far as the guys that came just to UNC, especially the young guys, it's going to mean the world to get to play on that field, and we're just really excited.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, so much fun. I've been looking forward to this on the schedule since day one. It's our official game of the week here, too. So that's, I mean, we're very pumped to see this football game. Kyle, man, what do you get? What's the future for you? You're so well-spoken. You've got a great attitude, great head on your shoulders. What's your future? What's your goals, man? I mean, obviously football is in the horizon for you, but what else?
Well, I graduated in 3 years from UNC with a finance degree. I will wrap my MBA up this December. I had to slow it down thanks to COVID giving me an extra year of eligibility. I had to slow it down so I could be eligible to play this fall. But I was on pace to get all that done in 4 years. And then I've got another year of football I need to find some school to do with, either start a PhD or do another master's in another department. But I don't know. It's we'll see what football does for me. You know, I wake up every day trying to win games on Saturday. If I think about anything past that, I won't be as effective as a player or as a leader on the team. But I know my degrees, regardless of what happens with that, from the great university I got to go to, was blessed to go to, are gonna they're going to hook me up for the rest of my life. So,
man, Kyle, love to hear it, man. I'm really looking forward to it. Glad to get you on this program. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to get you back on throughout the course of the season. Keep following these Bears, and good luck on Friday, my friend.
Yes, sir. You just say the word.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Talk to you later.
Bye. All right, Kyle Ergenbright, offensive lineman for the University of Northern Colorado. They got a big one coming up on Friday, and it just so happens to be our game of the week, UNC taking on the Colorado Buffaloes. It's going to be a big one. Are you starting to believe even more? Are you believing, Bears fans? Are you starting to believe? You listen to Kyle talk. He got some transfers from Michigan. There's four Colorado transfers on this team that they're believing, they're buying into something. So are we starting to believe a little bit? I mean, you listen to Kyle, it's hard not to. 12:50 the time. Should we call that number at the break, Colfax? I'm kind of thinking we should. Let's do it. We'll do it on the air. Let's do it on the air. Put the number on the air. We're just going to ask if it's a high school. Bishop Sycamore High School. Their address is listed as a library. It's a school type boys / private. Athletic director is David Brown. I got the phone number. It's public here, so we're going to call it. Stay tuned. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I mean, technically, we're not recording it. We don't have to. So we're going to call it real fast. Bishop Sycamore High School. The number is public information. It's available at maxpreps.com. Let's go ahead. Let it ring. Let it ring. Let's go. Let it go. Colfax is going to dial it. We only have a minute left anyway. So how much? All I'm going to ask is, are you a high school? And if they say yes or no, I'll hang up the phone. That's it. We're not going to do anything crazy. We're calling the number right now. This is available. maxpreps.com. If you click on the address, it takes you to the Franklin Library. So, is it ringing?
Please leave your message for 61460.
It just says, it doesn't even say the school. Call another school, and it says, hey, this is Platte Valley High. I don't know why I'm stuck on that. Maybe because Tanner Schwint was the All-State quarterback there. So it just says that. That's even weirder, isn't it?
That only rang like once, though. You said you called earlier.
I called it earlier just to make sure. And legally, yeah, we have to let them know they're being recorded. But technically, Colfax, we don't have to air the recording of this, of that version of the phone. We find loopholes, man. I mean, a fake school just played on ESPN. I think we're going to be okay. 12:57 the time. We'll take a short break. There you go. It just went to voicemail and listed the number, which is available at maxpreps.com. The school is listed. The address is a public library. Second hour, coming up next.